Right. So now that you know how to create an irresistible freebie and then get people to sign up for it, we don't just want to leave people hanging. We need a really good nurture sequence. So a nurture sequence is a series of automated emails that goes out to people after they've opted into your free thing or joined your email list. And there are a couple of key things I want you to know about your nurture sequence. Here are the three things that every good nurture sequence must have. The first thing is the free thing, the thing that they signed up for, because it builds trust. You don't want to bury the lead here. Some people try to be cute and put it down below and make them read all this stuff or go through. You don't want to make them click on something that makes them sign up for it or anything like that. We just want to, off the bat, hey, here's the thing you signed up for. That's a link to a PDF of the thing. Of course, you can have other copy. You should have other copy in that original welcome email, but it is important to just build that trust right off the bat. The second thing that a good nurture sequence always have is setting the tone of what they can expect here. What can they expect in your being on your email list, being a part of your community, maybe even ultimately being a customer, right? This is where I kind of like to get a vibe from people of like, is this just going to be I only hear from you when you have something to sell? Do you have kind of a thing? Like, I would love to know, do you have a weekly email? Does it have a weekly thing? Something I should look forward to? Tell me the value of staying here. Tell me the value of not just downloading your free thing and ditching and running away. I want you to tell them what they'll get from sticking around. The third thing I want you to do in your nurture sequence is start to prime them as customers, right? So in this nurture sequence, whether it is four emails or eight emails, however many emails, there's no right or wrong. It's just that it needs to be as long as it needs to be to get the job done. Don't stretch it out. But you want to prime them. I like to speak to their pain points and the problems, really show them that I understand where they're at and what they're going through, and then start showing them what opportunities and solutions are available. Maybe they even know it, right, already. But I start to illuminate these solutions and what's possible for them and start to even show them the value that I can offer in bringing them closer to that solution. And I start to lay the groundwork that I or my products, my services, whoever you do, are the solution to those problems. So now, like, I get their problems. I'm establishing authority by showing that I understand the solution. And then I'm positioning myself as the person who can do all that for them. So I really want them to be familiar with what I do without hitting them over the head yet of like, buy my thing, buy my thing, buy my thing. I like to do this by starting to integrate the name of my product, the description of my product. So maybe I would start to, teach a tip of something and then say, that's actually one of the things I teach inside the Ultimate Bundle. That's my signature program that gives you over 14 DIY legal templates and trainings so that you're legally protected in your online business and have support in your back pocket. Like something like that, right? I'm not pitching it to them, not selling it to them, but I do start to get them familiar with like, hey, this is also what I do. This is kind of what I'm known for. I have a solution to your problem. But also, this is not just a bunch of free stuff. Like, it's okay for you to be a business owner and sell things. You're not selling directly to them quite yet, but I just start to familiarize them with like, this is what I do, and this might be something I talk about down the line, and I will talk about. Sometimes in people's nurture sequences, they go straight into selling a product of some sort. In my experience, that tends to work for something that's maybe a lower price point. If you have a higher price point or something that requires a lot more of like one-on-one work, like if you're a mindset coach that's trying to sell your mindset coaching services, like I don't think anyone's going to buy that directly off of a nurture sequence unless they already knew you really, really well and came into it. So I want you to remember that that doesn't always work. It can work depending on the circumstances, but I really think that it takes more time and especially nowadays, more touch points. Okay, I want to give you one bonus tip. I know I said I was only going to share three things that make a good nurture sequence, but I just can't help myself because I love email marketing. The fourth and bonus tip that I want you to work into your nurture sequence is engagement. I want you to start getting them used to responding to your emails. Keep the prompt short, simple, and straightforward. You're asking them to do one thing that takes like 2 seconds max, right? Like, hit reply to this email and let me know. Are you a cat or a dog person? Like, just say cat or dog, something like this, right? Something super easy, but make it related to what you do. If you sent an email full of tips, right, and the tips were numbered, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hit reply and tell me which tip was the most like impactful to you, right? Something like that. So something super, super quick. Something I'm also playing with these days that's working really well is just getting them to engage with some sort of commitment. Like when I'm setting the tone and saying, hey, this is what you can expect here. I'm going to share legal tips for you to legally protect your online business so you can more confidently market your business and get more customers ultimately. Does that sound like something you're ready for? Just hit reply and say, yes, I want to know that you want to be here as much as I want you here. Like, that's something I just came up with off the top of my head, but that's something that I would put in there in order to get that engagement. Cause that's really solving two things for me. It's getting them to engage to my email, but I also am playing and liking these little like micro commitments of being like, hey, are you ready to do this? Like, are you ready to solve this problem that you came here to solve, right? And I like that because I really want committed people. And those are the people who are going to ultimately take action down the line. Personally, I like to reply personally and engage with every single person who replies to our nurture sequence because I want to make sure that they understand this is a two-way street. That's part of my business's values. It's not a right or wrong thing, but that is how I run my business. If that's how you plan to run your business, this might be a good place. People who are on your email list, who are engaged, who are reading your emails are ultimately going to become your customers. So this is a really great place to spend your time. All right. I hope this was helpful. These are the three things plus the bonus fourth thing to use in your nurture sequence.